This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury here on BFM 89.9. In the studio with me today is Adeline, as usual.
Hello, hello.
And we have a guest this evening, as per usual. It is Honey Madhu.
As per usual.
Yeah, we have a guest, as per usual.
I haven't been here in like 4 years, as per usual. Come on, you better give me a good intro, man.
Okay, Honey Madhu, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for coming back. So, 4 years since you were last here.
Yeah.
Whose show were you on last time?
Ali Joe.
Of course.
I think it was called that local show or something.
Wavelength.
That music show it was called.
It was
and now
back
it's
then.
Called Wavelength.
It's not called Wavelength now.
What's it called now then? It is Wavelength.
Office politics.
Yes, another show got heavy.
Yes, you see, he's cooled up.
So many music shows.
It's gone
so
from that music show, kind of generic, to Wavelength. Very cool, right?
To?
Wavelength.
Okay, I prefer the music show. So right, it's easier.
He was kind of brainstorming for a long while about what we should call it. Apparently, and he was like, he's got a list of about 40 different names. He's like, no. Wavelength, huh? Yeah, we like that, Ellie. Okay, let's just get there. Okay, if you want to get in touch with our show this evening, it is called That Time of Night. 016-201-9000. If you want to send an SMS and keep the conversation going, you can also get us on Twitter. We're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTO. And of course, we have a giveaway tonight.
Yes, we do. So we're giving away, as usual, Lajusera vouchers. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. What's the name of the woman that created the Granny Smith apple? Now, send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Why you look so confused then, honey?
Granny Smith apple.
I know.
You know the Granny Smith apple, right?
I know, but what do you mean the woman who invented the Granny Smith?
Not invented, created.
Created.
Right, so what she got was like all these different types of apples, and she bred them to make a particular type of apple, which became the Granny Smith.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Right? It's the same way they do with flowers.
I didn't know
fruit.
That.
Well, Google like is your best friend.
Thank you, BFM.
We're going to be asking you a whole bunch of questions a little bit later on in this little segment we call Smarty Pants.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So what it is, it's 3 minutes to answer 30 questions or as near to as many.
30 questions?
It goes by really fast.
In three minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had Sean Garzi on a few weeks ago. He got 26.
Okay. Wow.
Ezra Zaid got 1. So, you know, it's okay. You can kind of pick yourself.
I like it.
You
always have to mention Ezra Zaid.
Well, of course.
With a score of 1.
It makes people feel comfortable, you know? When they find out he got 1 and he's supposed to be the smart fella, you know, it's all right.
I feel better,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, anyway, so what have you been up to then? You've been on TV a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. Mm. And I'm also like working on my album. So I've been busy doing both.
Okay.
So Fasima was just me at home, just, you know, either at home or in the studio, just working.
Right.
On the music.
Be honest, which do you prefer, working on the music or working on the TV?
To be honest, the music. Because that's when I feel like I'm myself and I feel like, you know, this is my space. I don't have to put on makeup. I'm just expressing. So this is how I feel, la la la. And I hope people like it, you know?
So you're sitting in your sweats making beats kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
All the time. And even in the studio. But when I'm on TV, it's like makeup, hair, you know? Like, I like those things, but not all the time.
Right. It must drive you mad having to get up at a certain time.
Totally. It's all the, you know, I need to do my, you know, cucumber facials. Because you can't, like, right now, I look tired because I've been working all day. But, you know, if I'm on TV, I need to, you know, have time to, like, relax so that my face don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's hard work being a girl. Richard.
Hey, wait. Come on. No, I don't know.
But she
know
looks
that.
Good. Like, she's ready for TV, Adeline. Like, I'm looking at her like, wow, she's ready
to be on TV.
What are you doing here?
But we always look good because we have guests. When guests
come
in, we go for meeting. So it's a matter of respect. So when you meet guests, you definitely have to dress well, look good, you know. So
proper shoes. I'm in heels for you guys.
Are you going to be in your flip-flops?
I was.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with wearing flip-flops, right?
Really? Nothing wrong.
Okay, I'm not wearing flip-flops right now.
All right.
But
proper shoes.
I am not wearing heels neither. I look terrible in heels.
I'll be worried if you're going to wear heels, Richard.
I don't have the legs
for it. You're too tall for heels.
How can you be too tall for heels?
I think if you're going to wear heels, I think you're going to hit off the roof.
I'm not that tall, Eddie.
You're quite tall.
I can imagine you with a wig.
What are you doing to me already?
Because you have this blonde, nice jawline.
I'm getting worried, honey.
Why?
Because I am. She's talking about putting me in heels. You're talking about giving me a wig.
I'm supporting the sister.
Yeah.
Right.
High
five. Right. This is where it is. We're getting high fives in
the
studio.
Don't you miss David?
Yes. Speaking of David, outside, you were telling me that he used to be the guitarist in your band.
Yes.
Tell me more about that. Because conveniently, David is not here this evening.
So let's talk about him.
Let's gossip about David.
Honestly, like, I met him at a show and I found out that, you know, he was interested to try a different type of music. I do, like, at the time when I started my jazz band, it was like jazz, soul, reggae. I wasn't sure even. I was just experimenting.
Right,
so
right.
He comes from a rock background. You know, he plays for Disagree.
Yeah.
So, like, when he said he wants to play with me, I was like, okay, maybe you can bring in your sounds, because he has this, like, I don't know, this board with pedals and he plays all these, like, Incubus type of effects. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would give a little, like, a dimension to my sound, and he did. So we gigged a lot together, like we traveled here and there, and after that I guess the band like separated.
Did you disagree?
You were just waiting to say that.
I've been setting that up for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Well, don't you like the band, Disagree?
I do like the band.
I love
the band.
The band.
Yeah. Another question. Did he have his mustache back then?
No.
He didn't. Have you seen him recently?
No.
He's got a mustache. He's got a beard going on.
Wow.
He's doing all that thing. Yeah.
It's all grown up.
I don't know.
Oh, he said he looked better with his mustache and his goatee.
Okay.
He said he looked way charmer.
Mm-mm. More charming.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just leave it hanging on that and take a very short break. 016-201-9000.
Proud of you, David.
9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back with Hani after these advertisements and some music. Please don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline June.
And I'm Honey Madhu.
There you go.
Woo-hoo!
There she is.
I was doing the Adlin voice.
What is
Try it again.
And I'm Honey Madhu.
She sounds better.
I'm Adlin Chung.
She sounds better.
That was good. Yeah. During the break, you were talking about your top, Adlin. Do you want to advertise that a little bit more? Do you want to do that?
Well, I'm wearing a cape top right now.
From where?
From Miss OCD.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Honey, you
Instagram.
Like this top as well, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's all there.
Comes in three colors.
Dear. What are we doing? Anyway, right, so you're saying you're working on your new album.
Yes.
How is it? How different from your previous stuff is it likely to be?
To be honest, this album's going to be, it has a theme.
Oh.
Yeah, so the sounds are going to be the same. You know, like for my first album, I realized that I was experimenting with different sounds. I'm always a little bit confused because I like so many different types of music.
Right.
So I explored, you know, so many different sounds for the first album. So for this album, it's going to be that one theme. I can't say what it is yet because I'm still working on it.
Okay.
So I've written already about 13 songs. So I'm still working on more.
Why do you need more than 13? That's plenty to be going at, surely.
I know, but I need like at least 30 songs so I can pick like the best 10.
So you can cherry pick.
Yeah.
Right.
But when do you plan to launch your album?
The single will be dropping really soon. Probably about next month or October. But the album definitely next year.
So when you say you're working on your album, are you writing lyrics, writing music, doing the whole thing, like start to finish? Or are you having producers come in and help you out?
Both.
Right.
Because the way I work is I get beats from different producers, so I can just, you know, compose melodies. But I also write on my guitar a little bit.
Mm-mm.
And I also write melodies, you know, like, okay, hook, I'll sing the hook. And then verse, I'll sing the verse. And then I'll bring it to an arranger and he will, you know, find the chords.
Right.
So I'm not that great of a musician, but I have melodies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I heard like that's the way Michael Jackson works too. And I just found that out. It's like, oh, wow, you know, this is the way he works. I hope I'll be as great as him. At least one song. I don't know. So, you know, it's different ways. So
right.
I'm finding like which one's the best and all of it works so far.
So when you were growing up, I mean, you must have had a whole bunch, like you were saying, you like all different kinds of music.
Yeah.
But was there like one kind of genre of music or one musician that you were growing up with? I mean, you just mentioned Michael Jackson, that you kind of resonate with.
My parents played a lot of Motown and pop music.
Mine too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I listened to like, you know, My Girl, you know, all those kind of songs, and I was always drawn to like soul stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so in my teens, it was like a lot of pop, like Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, and also Destiny's Child, Missy Elliott,
TLC.
You know? So I'm trying to bring back some of this 90s feel because I'm still a little bit, like a little bit of a 90s girl, actually a lot.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
and you know, if you think about it, like the 90s is like 20 years ago.
Right. Don't say it like
that. That's a long time ago.
Right. It is a long time ago, I know.
You know?
I'm reminded every day.
You seem young, though.
I am very young.
Ouch, yeah. Richard.
I'm only 22.
Yeah, totally.
Right, yeah.
We're totally the same age.
Totally the same age, absolutely. But yeah, when I was growing up, I mean, my parents had very distinct differences in what they would listen to, yet they also had similarities. So my dad was a kind of very big Beatles listener.
Uh-huh.
My mum was the Rolling Stones. So you had the clean-cut Beatles, and then you had the Rolling Stones.
So cool.
And then my mum would always bring home kind of Motown music and whatnot. Mm. So you'd got that kind of coming into the house, and then there'd be stuff like Buddy Holly and like the old 50s kind of, you know, bebop kind of sound.
Wow.
So I was never sure what I should listen to as I was growing up, and of course then I ended up listening to Kylie Minogue. And you're like... And so you're at that age and you're like, I need to be making my own decisions about what I listen to. You know, can you remember a moment when you thought, this is my band for this moment?
When I heard Casey and JoJo.
Right.
Like, that's when I knew, like, you know, I just like that kind of music. I just like their sound. They're just so much soul.
Right.
And when I heard Biggie and Tupac, that's when it's like, I want to do both.
Right.
You know, so definitely, I'm definitely a hip-hop and R&B artist because, you know, those are the sounds I grew up listening to. But of course, you know, it was a little bit of jazz, a little bit of Motown as well, but it didn't really influence me like how hip-hop and R&B did, you know?
What about the kind of hip-hop scene here in Malaysia then?
Oh, it's actually pretty active. Thanks to like this monthly gig called Raising the Bar. Shout outs to Jin Hackman.
Yeah, he was here on Friday.
Oh yeah?
He was, yes.
Shout outs to RTB. And you know, it's because of them, you know, there's a lot of new rappers that's being featured on their gigs, and some of them have made it mainstream. Some of them have made like a big impact on YouTube, like Amon-Ra and like who else? If it's like mainstream, like Warius. Warius first performed on an RTB stage, and that's when DJ Fuzz took him in, and now he's like a big mainstream star. You know, like, so I think hip hop is doing well. It's not like if it was 5 years ago when indie rock was like, you know, dominating airwaves.
Right. Yeah.
Hip-hop was sad, but now it's like I feel there's potential again.
Well, now that it seems as though the kind of dance music festivals are taking a bit of a, let's say, step back.
Yeah.
This could
really
be, well, yeah.
Oh, because of the...
because of
Havana.
The... because of that, it could potentially give an opportunity for another kind of music form to come up a little bit. What do you think?
No, I think the dance scene is really huge.
It is.
I feel like everyone who can listen to the dance music because it's the sounds of like the youth.
Mm-mm.
You know, like a lot of like kids who are born in the early 2000s or like maybe late 90s, they don't really know what the music in the 90s are like. So they listen to like a lot of dance music and it resonates with them. It's like they feel like this is our music. We're not listening to our parents' music.
Mm.
Dance music is ours. It's our time.
Right.
So that's why I feel like, you know, dance festivals, like my friend just went to Tomorrowland.
Right.
Oh, amazing.
Speaking about that.
My God, that's...
Yeah, we were watching a video earlier on of David Guetta. Have you heard his new track?
Guetta.
Yeah, sorry, yes, David Guetta. See, I actually said that earlier on. David Guetta, have you heard his new track?
No, which one?
It's essentially, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Oh,
yeah. Which one?
That's
the latest one at Tomorrowland.
Yeah,
so if you can watch the video, we'll show you later.
Tomorrowland.
Really?
Yeah, and we were just like, what the heck is this? And Steve Aoki dropped My Heart Will Go On in the middle of his set. And we're just like, what the heck is happening all of a sudden?
And they just ran out of ideas on what to play.
I just think they're trying to outdouche one another.
I think that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty smart, but you could see the whole audience going, what are you doing?
No, you know what it is, though, like pop sounds, pop music, right? Like, if you sing a song like, if you're happy and you know it, and the cleaner knows it.
Of course.
You have made it, my man.
But then you could sing Happy Birthday.
I know. But like for him to drop like a song like My Heart Will Go On, nobody on this planet does not know that song. Everyone knows
it's
that
true.
Song.
It's true.
You
it's
know,
true.
Like, so when you drop that, it's like, you're like, boom, boom, boom. Like, My Heart Will Go On. It's like, what? It's like, you know, it's amazing. I think it's brilliant.
Okay. Right. if you want to get in touch.
That's my opinion.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. An opinion's an opinion, right?
Yeah.
016-201-9000. If you want some juice. Nobody wants juice right now.
Nobody
Why
wants
not?
Juice.
Nobody wants juice right
well, if you
We're
want...
giving away free juice.
Yes, we are. So cold pressed juice from La Juiceria.
Woo!
Yes.
Right?
So if you want to win juices, so all you have to do is just answer this question. What's the name of the woman that created the Granny Smith apple?
She wasn't a granny.
Mrs. Smith.
It was a Mrs. Smith, funnily enough, yes.
Send your name and your IC number. No, send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Okay, drop in the conversation if you want to on Twitter. We're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. We're back right after these tracks. Don't go anywhere. It is BFM 89.9, the business station. It is That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Honey Mondeo. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that.
I don't know who I am.
But, and I'm Honey Madu.
There we go. Oh, we had this.
Thank you. I really didn't know we have to introduce ourselves like that.
You don't have to. I just wanted to catch you off guard.
It worked.
Folks, we are giving away free juice this evening. We've got one entry so far. We've got a whole bunch more to give away. 016-201-9000. If you want that healthy, organic, fresh, pressed. It's been one of those days, hasn't
That's
it?
That's cool, though. Fresh and pressed.
Fresh and pressed.
Fresh.
Right.
Okay.
Just give the question.
All right. So answer this question. What's the name of the woman that created the Granny Smith apple? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win.
It's very easy to do. All you need to do is just Google it.
Google is your best friend.
Right. It is time for this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Eddie.
Yeah.
What's all the shouting about?
Cows.
Cows?
Yes.
Okay, tell us your story.
All right, 20,000 Swiss cows, they are believed to be suffering from dehydration due to the current heat wave. Now, the Swiss Army helicopters, they crossed...
I'm just trying to imagine thirsty cows.
20,000.
20,000 thirsty cows.
Imagine you...
Right, it's not funny. She's laughing. Why is she laughing?
I don't know.
Adeline, you're being mean.
I was really finished
my story.
Okay, fine.
So the Swiss Army helicopters, they crossed the French border to scoop up lake water to help the thirsty cows, poor cows. Now, which drew criticism from the French officials.
Well, as it would. It's Switzerland invading France. They don't invade anybody.
But the thing is, the Swiss military said it had made an official request to take the water and had given permission by the French government.
Okay.
But apparently... they thought that the Paris must have forgotten to pass on the information to the local officials in French Comté. So now the French aren't really happy with the Swiss.
Right. So we have a case here of how many cows?
20,000 cows.
20,000 thirsty cows.
Dying of thirst.
Dying of thirst. The Swiss have decided that they need to...
feed them with water.
Feed them with water? That's a great phrase. Can you write that down? But here's the thing, right? Switzerland are what? The world's biggest producer of
chocolate.
There we go. So this is all about chocolate, right?
Yes.
The Swiss have invaded France.
No milk,
to make
no
sure
chocolate.
They have enough chocolate so that we can eat it over here.
So I feel that the French shouldn't be angry.
Right. Because we're going to be happy with them because they're giving us chocolate. Well, here's the thing, right? If they've agreed with the French government, the French Comté, which is like what the local government, I assume, and they've not talked to the mayor or whatever.
Nope.
Oh, he must be annoyed, right?
Well, I think they didn't deliver the message.
I'm just imagining
properly.
All these tourists sat around this lake as like this whole bunch of Swiss helicopters swooped down, piling up water. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Anyway, right, I'll give you my story then, shall I?
Mm. Yeah.
It's about a man who, we all know parking is a pain here, right? Mm-hmm. In many ways, wherever you go, whether it's a mall, whether or not you want to buy something from the mama, whatever.
Welcome to Malaysia.
I know, right? I know. And it's like you have to park right outside the door. Everybody does
that. Oh, yeah, totally.
Of course, because it's double so park. Hard. You have to double park, triple park, whatever. Leave your brakes off as well so I can push your car out.
Put your name card there.
Right. Or your name card and your telephone number. But this fella, what he's been doing, and I think this is quite a good idea. He's been going into this Starbucks regularly for years. And the problem that he's had is that outside Starbucks are designated disabled parking spots. So what he's done is every time he sees somebody parked in one of these things that isn't a disabled driver, he goes into Starbucks and says, "Oi, car in bay number 3, you are parked illegally, you should be getting out of here." So he's causing this ruckus in Starbucks by saying people shouldn't be parked there, right? And he's been doing it regularly for quite some while, for quite some time. So Starbucks have actually said, and they sent him a letter saying, you are now banned from every single Starbucks up and down the country for doing this. Now, here's the thing, right? I think what he's doing is morally right, but we were discussing earlier on whether or not if you go in and you're angry at Starbucks and you start complaining about these people who are parked outside there, you know, and the way in which you do it, right? If he's been a bit mean, then I think they have a right to say, you're banned from this Starbucks, from banning him from every Starbucks up and down the country.
That's pretty harsh, man.
It's harsh,
it
right?
Is. And he has so much time to, like, do that.
That's what I was thinking, right?
What's his job?
I didn't ask him. We didn't get time to talk. But
you should call him.
Right. But I think it's just being nice to actually tell the people to not park there, right?
Well, the reason, I mean, there is a history behind
he
it.
He must not have a lot of friends in school. He's like a major tattletale. Like.
But the thing is, his son has muscular dystrophy, right?
Oh.
So he has this, right? My son can't get out of his car when he needs to because idiots like you are parking in the wrong place.
Okay, he has a point.
And so Starbucks have actually come forward and given an update and said, look, we understand his concerns. We've been speaking with him about this and resolved the matter. He is now welcome in any of our stores. So a complete U-turn.
Yay!
Sounds familiar, right?
Wow.
These U-turns. I'm not saying any more about that. 016-201-9000 if you want to get some free juice. Thank you for the for people who want free juice. They're coming in via Twitter as well. So keep it up. Anyway, honey.
Yeah? You know what time is it?
Yeah. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions.
You know what time it is? 8:40.
Right.
Grill.
8:40.
You're looking at grilled cheese right now.
Have a listen to this. Brendan made this.
Okay. Smarty pants.
Are you nervous?
No, I feel funny from right? that little clip.
Former co-worker, of course, so be nice to him.
Okay.
Right, so you got 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we'll move right along.
Okay.
Don't waste too much time sitting around hoping that you're going to get the answer.
Okay, let me stretch.
You
okay.
Ready?
All right.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. A field hockey team has how many players?
Six.
What is Childish Gambino's real name?
Donald Glover.
In what year was Fly FM launched?
Oh, what? 2005.
Deimos is one of the moons for which planet in our solar system?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Skip.
In which movie was there a choice between the red pill and the blue pill?
Matrix.
A cat's tail helps it to keep balance. True or false?
True.
Who is Yogi Bear's little companion?
Yogi Bear?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
It's no ordinary picnic basket.
You know what? Somehow poetic emo came to my mind. So, skip.
Which sport includes lineouts, scrums, and conversions?
No idea. Skip.
Which is the only mammal to have wings?
Skip.
What is... Which one's that? What is the capital of Sri Lanka?
Skip.
Where was Tunku Abdul Rahman born?
That's not a state. Kedah.
Okay. How many children does Gwyneth Paltrow have?
Two.
Who wrote the newly released turn movie, Paper Towns?
John Green.
Who played Captain Jean-Luc Picard in the television series Star Trek The Next Generation?
No idea.
What is the national bird of New Zealand?
Kiwi. I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah. Which legendary English outlaw stole from the rich and gave to the poor?
Gave to the poor? Robin Hood.
What state is considered as Malaysia's rice bowl?
Rice bowl. Thanks, Adeline. Kedah.
Shush. What is the official language of Uruguay?
No idea.
What type of angle is less than 90 degrees?
Less than 90 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
What type of angle?
So it's not a right angle. And if it's over 90 degrees, it's obtuse. If it's something... Are we passing?
Yeah, we're passing.
Okay, we're passing. What is the hardest substance known to man?
Hardest substance known to man? Metal? What does that mean?
Aside from Pharrell, who also collaborated with Daft Punk for the 2013 single Get Lucky?
Get Lucky. Oh my gosh. Clinton something. No.
It's the other one.
The other one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what's his name? No idea.
What is the name for Mickey Mouse's pet dog?
Goofy.
No.
Pluto.
Oh, there you go. Okay, you can have that. Chris Bridges is better known as which American rapper's stage name?
Chris Bridges. Ludacris.
What is the bottom of a sea or river called?
Bottom of sea? No idea.
Who is our newly elected Deputy Prime Minister?
Zayed.
All right, we're just going to take a very short break. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. That was Gorillaz, of course. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Honey Madu.
Oh. I'm Adeline Chong.
Boom, here we go. Right, so just before the break, we're asking Honey a whole bunch of questions to find out how smart she is in Smarty Pants. Of course, it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go through some of the ones you got wrong first.
Oh, okay. Oh, and we're going to go through the questions.
Not all of them, not all of them. And then we'll tell you what your score was.
Okay, la.
All right. Adeline. Well, what are you doing? Are you all really?
So who is Yogi Bear's little companion, Boo Boo?
Hey, Boo Boo.
Which are the only mammals to have wings? The answer is bats.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So who played as Captain Jean-Luc Picard in the television series Star Trek The Next Generation? Sir Patrick Stewart.
I would never have guessed that. Never.
What type of angle is less than 90 degrees?
That one too.
Acute
never,
angle.
Dude.
Acute.
Acute.
Yes.
And finally, what is the hardest substance known to man? Diamond.
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
So it's a girl's best friend, huh?
Exactly right.
And that's my birthstone, y'all. Didn't know that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Honey Madu scored 13 points.
Oh! What? What? Oh.
There is celebrations in the studio.
I know, right?
Right? You feel okay about that? You see, it wasn't so bad.
I just needed
after
to
all.
Feel better.
It's 13 over 25.
That's like half.
Right. So
it's
I love the look.
On, rights, little bit.
I love the look on your face outside before we came into the show, and I told Honey, you got to answer a bunch of questions. It's a quiz, and she was like, "No, really."
Just for fun.
Just a bit of fun. Right. So we've got this little thing just before we wrap up. Well, what we do is we found some silly facts. That we like to kind of, it kind of helps educate these things. Useless facts, right?
Okay.
Adeline, what have you got?
So sheep can recognize facial expressions and they really like smiles.
Oh, really?
What?
I'm an Aries, so I'm technically, I'm like...
Yeah. Wait, are you just barring on live radio?
No.
You just were.
That wasn't me. That was Honey.
No,
she looked
no,
at
no.
me dead in the eye. And
I saw
that. Yes.
Oh, that's what you were doing. Right, okay.
Right.
Well, on a kind of related note, it's another animal fact.
Ooh, I like.
Llamas, right? About
oh,
llamas.
Oh, man.
Right?
What about?
So, everything has a scientific name, right? Latin name or whatever. So, the scientific name for the llama is the llama glama.
A good rapper name, dude.
Right?
Right. Llama Glama.
Llama Glama. I rap in Llama Llama. Oh my God, Mr. Llama Llama.
Nice. Right, so before we wrap up for the day then, where are we going to see you other on TV then? You say you have this album dropping soon or single dropping soon. Are you going to be doing live performances?
Yes, actually. I'm performing on Thursday night at Mid Valley.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, it's for NARS makeup launch, their second store in Mid Valley. So actually, I'm pretty excited because I'm calling up like two really good singers to join me on stage. And one of them is Najwa.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And the other one, she's like, should I just say?
Of course.
Dayang Nurfaiza.
Whoa.
We're going to be doing like a set together for NARS. So I'm pretty stoked. So yeah.
Is it an open invitation? Can anybody come and check
it's
it
Mid
out?
It's Mid Valley. So you can
course,
you can
yeah.
come.
Thank
right.
God.
Valley Center Court.
Finally, NARS is in Mid Valley.
What time?
Yeah.
What time?
It starts at 8.
That's what our show's on.
Oh no.
Have we got a pre-record?
No, we don't.
Damn it. Damn it.
To the rest of you listening though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right, honey, thank you very much for coming. Please
thank
do come
so
back.
Much.
It's
you.
Been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, guys.
Right, we'll
Llama.
Be back.
Llama, out.
Llama, Llama.
We will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow from deepest, darkest Banda Atama.
Who do we have tomorrow?
We have, why do you do this to me? You've done this on
all
purpose.
All the time.
We have Carrie Ung tomorrow.
Woo! My girl.
Right, see you tomorrow, folks. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.